question?
Yeah.
The question is?
To free ourselves from scomination. Is that what he says?
I don't know, but you haven't found... I asked you to go to the Song of the South and find the Good Day song that's in there, and you haven't done that yet.
No, I've been working tirelessly on it. Yeah.
I'm not surprised.
I'm working for it.
I know how you're. I look at the skin on your knuckles, and I see when they're not dragging on the ground, they're working
it'll be
hard.
Here next week at some point, I'm sure.
All right. Life today, Friday the 17th of June, begins as it did yesterday and as it will tomorrow in your mind. The vagaries of your mind, the strength of your mind. You enjoy your mind, do you? You like your mind the way it works? What's in your mind helps you to move ahead or stay where you are or go backwards. I have said, I think earlier this week, we were talking about abundance and riches and stuff and how, and it's sort of like love. Like everything starts in your head. And some people who are, I guess I'm guilty of this, if I'm not sure guilty is the right word, but thinking with your heart instead of your head, sometimes there's a combination that's just right. Finding it, though, is one of the biggest challenges in life, right? The head and the heart. Which do you use more? How do you combine them to make the right decisions? It's just a lot of people, as we have been talking about with Father's Day in the focus, fathers spend a lot of time getting rich, getting wealthy, but if you don't enjoy it, what's the point? No, the consolation is that you don't have a connection to your children, you don't have really true satisfaction or success. Money is one thing. There are a number of things that are in there, and fathers who don't get that will, I think, it's kind of like almost being exiled. Do you know what I mean? Is that you are pushed aside sometimes, and you have to understand what makes you happy. And most people that have a lot of money have nothing else are not happy. They'll tell you they're not happy. It's my father, to quote him, said, "I've had it with and without, and I'll take it with, thank you." And that we all understand. You can understand having something rather than nothing is swell, but you don't appreciate everything if you don't take advantage of all that you can have as a result of that kind of success, because you're really not successful unless you put it all together. I think that's it. Not your success and fun doesn't come in material possessions. I can see people that I know, a guy who's been friends with me for 35 years, has lots of material possessions, is miserable. Miserable.
Well, it's like Chris Rock said, being rich is not having stuff. Being rich is having options.
Yeah. That's a good way of looking at it. Yeah, mm-hmm. Roberta. All right, so bringing in to the fold now for our discussion of food preparations, dining out, all that good stuff, Chef Louis DeAngelis is here as our Father's Day focus continues. So you're a father. What do you think? If I were to talk to your children and I would ask them to tell me what was weird about you, what would they tell me?
I don't think you have enough time, Doc. It's only a 5-hour show.
Yeah, right. Yeah, well, we don't even have that time for you. Is there one thing? All right, then turn it around. Your
Louis
father
makes everything from scratch. That's what I think is weird.
Yeah, that could be. He does make everything from scratch.
Nothing weird about that.
What about your father? What would you say? What do you, when you think about your father, what do you think about?
My dad was a workaholic, Doug.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that interesting? How many times that word comes up in talking about
he loved
fathers?
Work.
Yeah.
No,
did he love his work, or was he? Did he like less being around the family?
I think it was just he was so driven, you know, to make sure that he was always tops in his business. He was always the first one. Always, it was just a driven man like that. And I tried to stay away from that, to be honest with you. You know, with my
you have with your children.
Oh God, yeah.
Yeah, have you been successful? Do you think in that?
Absolutely. I do, because my children always tell me the same thing. That's what they're going to do. You know, now that they have children, I see them spending less time with work, more time with, you know, family things. And you don't have to spend a lot of money. We used to do a lot of fishing together. We'd go bowling together. We did a lot together. And, you know, the business suffered because of that, but that was fine. I mean, it was just, I have a lot to look back at.
Yeah, it's a tough balance.
Mm-hmm. It is.
I don't think it is.
I mean, you want to provide, you want to give them things, but, yeah, I mean, you want to be there.
Yeah.
That's all a mouse doing. There's just so many things. There's so many PlayStations. Back when my kids were little, there's so many Atari games you can buy them. There's so many bicycles and gloves and mitts and baseball bats that you could possibly ever buy them. But if you don't play it with them, you know, you've lost. And that's what I feel.
Yeah, playing, spending the time.
Yeah.
I do remember fondly my father coaching the neighborhood baseball, the boys' baseball club or league or whatever the games. And being able to, I think what I felt was that I was a disappointment when I played because some of the other kids in the neighborhood were better than I was. And I watched, or at least I thought I was watching my father pay more attention to coaching them than he paid attention to coaching me. Whether that was real or not, that was my perception. And you all know that perception is the reality for most people.
I've been helping coach. I help the coaches of my son's teams, and what great fun.
Mm-hmm.
A ton of fun. I was out there Wednesday night just playing, throwing. We were having contests, me and the kids. Who could throw farther? Yeah, it's just a lot of fun, man.
Yeah.
And we tend to hover over the kids that aren't our children on a team like that just because you don't want to show favoritism to your own child. And that hurts your own child, too. You know,
yeah, but
it's a balance.
You know, one thing I do notice, and I notice this when I take my son to Taekwondo, and I go to every single class that he has and even do it with him, and I go to every single baseball practice, is the parents who just drop their kids off at these things and use it more as a babysitter so that they can go out and run around and do errands or whatever it is.
Yeah.
While, you know, and okay, hey, you need to go to the grocery store, drop your kid off at Taekwondo, and run to the grocery store next door, no problem. But there are people, there are kids that I see in these classes where I don't even know what their parents look like.
Mm.
And you got to think, and the kids, their effort shows it. They don't care. They don't try. They don't work at it at all. And what do you expect when you just drop your kids off and leave and don't show any interest?
Yeah. Well, what it's really troubling. All of this stuff is pretty troubling. But it is a wake-up call, and it's too bad we only think about it in these circumstances. Father's Day is upon us. Chef Louis wants to spend some time talking about food safety with us. This is something that is right up my alley. I'm happy to talk about food safety because we don't really understand what it is. With a special eye to the E. coli problems in Europe. That's coming up here on Good Day at 14 past the hour.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Sam from Provo writes, how come a slim chance and a fat chance mean the same thing, but a wise man and a wise guy are opposites?
Oh, it's a peculiar mystery indeed. Sort of like how Geico's website is geico.com. Not geico.ridiculouslysimplesavings or geico.payyourbill from the comfort of your computer. Both those names would make a lot more sense.
Wow, you are a wise man, Gecko, ma'am.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Now at Exxon and Mobil locations, you can save 15 cents per gallon for 60 days when you use your SpeedPass device for fuel purchases at participating locations. Just register your SpeedPass device at speedpass.com by June 30th, 2011 to start saving. That's right, save 15 cents per gallon when you use your SpeedPass device. Visit speedpass.com today.
Excludes business and fleet card accounts. Purchases in Louisiana and New Jersey do not qualify. Rebates will be posted to the credit or check card that is linked to SpeedPass. Maximum gallons eligible for rebate is 100 per account. Offer may not be combined with any other SpeedPass offers. Allow a minimum of 90 days to receive rebates.
Fishing Captain Chris Owens will not leave the dock without Bullfrog Mosquito Coast.
Running inshore fishing charters here in the low country, you put the Mosquito Coast on from Bullfrog, and you don't even have to think about the mosquitoes. Not having to worry about the sun, the mosquitoes, or reapplying sunscreen from being wet. Three plus things I have to think about. It's nice to be able to do it in one shot. We just coat up with Bullfrog and go.
Bullfrog Mosquito Coast. Deep-free 8-hour repellent, SPF 30. No wonder it's the number one burn and bite protection. Use as directed.
And now on to the bonus round. If blood is thicker than water, what's thicker than blood?
Fondue cheese?
Correct. Never look a gift horse in the mouth. Why not?
Gingivitis.
Correct. Netflix lets you watch unlimited TV episodes instantly through your what?
Your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
e-discovery laws and government regulations require that certain businesses save electronic communication, namely emails, or face potential fines. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver indexes and preserves all email communication while enforcing policies for regulatory compliance. Save email. Avoid penalties. Visit Barracuda.com/archiver to try the Barracuda Message Archiver free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/archiver.
All right, 17 after the, it sounds like a new television program. Time now for Archiver.
Yeah.
All right. Food safety.
Like MacGyver.
The E. coli in Europe, first vegetables, now hamburger. The news media, of course, does its best to play this up and make it worse than it is. But still, E. coli is going to be a danger. It's damaging. 20-some-odd people have died because of this outbreak. It isn't the end of the world because it's not contagious, but yet it's not good because governments, more importantly, the businesses themselves, are not policing themselves. So when this happens, Louis, what there are among the public interest groups are cries, screams for regulation, even though regulation, for the most part, doesn't work either.
No.
So the food safety, the worse it gets, is completely correlated with the bigger the big food conglomerates get. Smaller entities, better food. That's really, you know, you see all of these slogans. What is it, Target? What's the Target slogan? Something about Walmart is pay less always, and whatever the Target slogan is. There's a slogan for one of the supermarkets around here, eat better, pay less. Well, that's not possible. It really isn't. You can think that it is, and it sounds good, but if you don't pay a reasonable amount for food, you're going to eat garbage. It's that simple.
And well, it even goes farther than that.
Yeah.
Because if you're taking it, if you're buying cheap food, you know, inexpensive stuff because it comes from overseas, you might just be getting less nutrients, but at the same time, you're destroying your local economy.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
and it hurts in so many ways because of that.
But so many people keep telling you, or they are through their votes are, I guess the walking into the store and the plunking down of your money is how you vote. Right?
I mean, that's we all vote with our pocketbook.
I was buying some fish the other day and went for the wild-caught salmon.
Yep.
And man, you got to dig in a little deeper to get you something other than that farm-raised whatever catch of the day is.
Yep, you sure do.
Yeah, but you know, hey, it was good fish. It was really good.
Yeah.
Well, it's safer for you to eat. It doesn't have the omega-6s. It has omega-3s in it.
You know, a lot of people.
And you're helping the fishermen. These guys got to go out and make a living, too.
You bring up a good point. We were talking to a friend yesterday, and she was telling us about some dinner she had made the other night, and she used tilapia.
Ugh.
And here is somebody who's very educated, a really good cook, but didn't know about the bad omega-6s. Yeah. That you get in tilapia and some other fishes. And tilapia is like the fish, the chuck beef of the day type thing, where it's cheap and it tastes good and everybody buys it. Meanwhile, you get in all these omega-6s, which I can't remember how it hurts you, but bad
stuff.
Well,
the omega-6, there's too much, there's the DHA and EPA, all this stuff. It keeps getting further delineated as to what helps you. But for heaven's sakes, you need to be aware of what you're buying, and if you buy cheap garbage, you're going to get stuff. What goes in comes out. Sometimes
you have to do your homework.
It'll stay
it's
there.
Tough to stay on top of it.
Chef Louis DeAngelis here on Good Day as we continue at 21 after the hour.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part, this $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Time for us to review the birthday list for this Friday, the 17th of June. We start with a man born on this date, 1932, who was best known as Willie Armitage in the original Mission Impossible on television. The big guy, he looked like Clint Walker. He was the muscle man, if you will, of he was the enforcer, the tough guy. And he was the one, dark hair, good-looking body, women all loved. Didn't have too many lines, but Peter Lupus is 79 today. Happy birthday to him. And now, Barry Allen Pincus, born this date, 1943. What are you laughing about? This guy's
about a Mission Impossible.
Yeah, go to Barry Manifold. Yeah. 68 today. This guy has enjoyed such wonderful success. I saw a picture of him the other day. His face looks awful. I don't know what he went to see.
Remember he got his nose job after he broke his nose when he ran into the wall in his house?
Yeah.
That's been about 8 or 9 years, so that's a lot.
His eyes don't look right. He never was very heavy. Grammy award-winning singer, though. I Write the Songs, his first Grammy, 1975. Mandy, Looks Like We Made It, Can't Smile Without You.
Most importantly, Have a Coke and a Smile.
Yeah. He wrote the jingles for McDonald's, Coca-Cola. Made tons of dough.
That's how he got. Oh, yeah. And
he was Bette Midler's pianist. Barbara Streisand's pianist.
And then also, Barbara Streisand. And then also, and we were hopping. Boom.
Yep.
Help me out here. Clark's
American Bandstand.
American Bandstand.
Yeah,
thank you.
Right. Yeah, he came up with that too. So happy birthday to Barry Manilow.
I love rock and roll.
He's a character and a half. Joe Piscopo, comedian and actor, got a start on Saturday Night Live. He's in Johnny Dangerously.
Oh, yeah.
He here does a Springsteen parody from Saturday Night Live. What does Roberta think of this?
You will sacrifice our love.
Happy birthday.
Frank Sinatra's were great.
Yeah, it was good with what he did.
Oh, yeah.
Bobby Bell, Pro Football Hall of Famer's birthday is today. He's 71. Steve Clark, the Olympic gold medalist, is 68 today. A lot of baseball and football. And let's see here. Dave Concepcion, a big baseball player, won all kinds of awards with the Reds. He is 63 today. Michael's brother, Dave Fortier, who plays hockey for the Toronto Maple Leafs, birthday is today, Richie.
Yeah, whatever.
Happy birthday to him. And Thomas Hayden Church, Lowell on Wings. 51 Today he was in the Tombstone,
yeah,
George of the Jungle, One Night Stand, among other things. Pretty well known actor.
What did you say, Jennifer? What is he in?
He was in Sideways.
What's that?
Oh, the wine movie.
The wine movie.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Greg Kinnear's birthday is today, born in the state 1963. I think we hit that one earlier on. Jason Patrick Miller, also known without his last name as Jason Patrick. His birthday is today. He was sort of a pretty boy, wasn't he?
Jason
he was
Patrick,
dating
or isn't
Julia
he?
Roberts for a while.
Yeah,
he's got some new show out, actually. He was Earl.
Apparently,
everybody loves Earl.
He's kind of fussy about what he does. But yet he's been in some terrible movies, which is kind of interesting. He was in Speed 2. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, let's see. Up next.
Oh, wait a minute. I had the wrong guy.
Erin Murphy is Tabitha on Bewitched.
How old is she? This is going to freak
47.
Out.
47.
Oh.
That'll freak out, Jennifer.
Ooh.
Happy birthday to Ken Thornton from Color Me Bad.
Color Me Bad.
42 today. Alan White, drummer for Oasis, 39. And tennis champ Venus Williams, born in the state 1980, 31.
Navy recruits and America's high school students may one day have something in common. Both may learn math and science through gaming. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. The Office of Naval Research has developed a 3D video game to teach recruits how to deal with fire and flood aboard ship. According to ONR, these gamers make 50% fewer errors and retain 4 times more information than those who study in a classroom. The game allows people to assume different roles and offers feedback as each decision is made. The computer adjusts for individual learning speed so players can learn at their own pace. Now the Navy is thinking of expanding this learning concept into its high schools for military families. A somewhat similar technique is in use at Mountain Point High School in Arizona, where algebra students are learning faster with digital tutors and improving their test scores. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Amdro Ant Block presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Ant Block creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Ant Block and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Father's Day weekend is upon us. We're actually talking about food safety with Chef Louis DeAngelis, who's here on the program with us mostly on Fridays. He's a big thinker, and we all know that if you want to be big, you got to have a you got to think big. Matter of fact, I was talking about a book earlier this week called Dream Big, Act Big. Bigness is all around us. Remember, Mr. Big from Sex and the City?
Sure.
Chris Noe did a great job playing. He's had some very interesting characters that he's played, I think.
Isn't he the yucky husband in The Good Wife?
He's the yucky husband on The Good Wife. He was his longest running and most frequently returned to is he played Logan the detective on Law and Order, the original version. He was the first guy, and it's interesting how Dick Wolf goes back to some of these characters and some of these players. He cut his teeth and made his success as a guy that was he started his acting career when that show got started, and it really carried him. So he thought big and worked well and got a lot of achievement. Again, we've been talking about this a little bit. Framework for your expectations. If you're going to be successful in the long run, you got to aim not necessarily high, but long. Last night we were talking about
Chris Noth again.
Chris Noth is Mr. Big in the Sex and the City movies and TV
shows. Think Big. Remember Mr.
Think Big. Right. I got a surprise for you.
What's that, Rich?
He'll be on the show next Thursday.
Chris Noth.
Mm-hmm.
What's he selling?
What is he doing?
Maybe he just likes us, Dougie.
He does just dig us.
That could be it.
Hold on. I have to scroll down to my email here to see why.
Can we get back to Chef Lurie, or do we have to?
Oh, diabetes. Diabetes.
So he has
diabetes. Getting screened for diabetes.
Does he have diabetes?
I think he does.
Does he?
Yeah.
That'd be interesting. So that has to do with...
He has a close friend that has diabetes.
Got it. Okay. At any rate. So let's get back to understanding food safety. The premise for this discussion, for those of you who are just joining us, Louis has concerns, as do we all, and as an experienced chef, somebody who's preparing food all the time, where do you go to get the best food? you have to start with raw food. The raw. Last night I was planting some more things in my garden, some peppers and things. This year we're going to have a big garden, Louie. Last year I didn't have such a big or a good garden, but this year I'm determined because it's so satisfying in so many different ways. Not only watching the stuff grow, everybody on the farm comes and helps themselves. I stand out there in the pea section and just take them and eat them raw off of the... I know what's... You know, not everybody can do this. I got about a quarter of an acre for my garden. And, you know, you go out and you pick the beans off of the plant and you eat them. You pick the tomatoes off of the tomato plant, you eat them. Pick the onions out of the ground, go in the house, wash it off, cut it up, put it in the salad. The lettuce and the spinach and the cucumbers and the squash and whatever the heck else I'm growing out there. I know where it's coming from. And so the divide in our country, I've made this analogy a couple of times in the last few weeks about those people who are heavy and those people who are not. And we don't seem to have a lot of people in between. Same thing is true with the economic realities, the haves and the have-nots, not a lot of people in between. And I believe that in terms of good food, there is a way, and the list is growing, and people involving themselves in the local war movement, growing, growing, growing. They want to see where the food is grown. They may want to participate and help, or they may want to try and grow some things on their own. But that movement's not going away. And so when you get down to these E. coli problems like they're having in Europe, you see now everybody in Europe used to have a backyard garden. I remember my friends in England when I first started going over there had a little plot of land. They had a little garden out back, and they grew a lot of their own vegetables, just a little plot. You can do that. You got to have a little land. But you know what it is, Louie? It's a great lesson for children. As children need to learn not only where food comes from, but to watch stuff grow.
Yeah, we
to
do
get
tomatoes
enthused.
And peppers.
Yeah, you watch them grow. And
it's nothing big, but, you know, Sean gets 5 or 6 or 8, 10 tomatoes out of it, and he gets all excited when he gets to eat them.
Of course. It's a great lesson.
It's his favorite food in the world.
It really is. It's a tremendous lesson.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Now, so, the rest of the lesson is how to take care of it so that it doesn't hurt you. You know, safe serve, safe food, safe handling.
Yeah.
And there's so much in the restaurant business that you should be able to do at home, you know, that you should think of. Yeah. You know, you're talking about all these vegetables from the garden. Well, when you're buying a lot of different vegetables, you got to remember some are ground vegetables, like onions.
Mm-hmm.
Some are tomatoes. They're not ground vegetables. They're up in the air.
All right. Let's talk for a second, if I may interrupt you for a minute, because I want to get to the point where people understand how bacteria grow. E. coli is a bacteria, and it can be on foods that haven't been cooked or maybe have been cooked. Now, you've heard all of us laugh about me when I make my goulash and throw it in the refrigerator, and it stays there for weeks and weeks and weeks. Now, there's probably stuff in there that the average person, most people, ought not to be eating. I have a very strong immune system. Doesn't bother me. On occasion, I'll eat something, and it'll either upset me or it'll go right through me like a shot. And so, but the bacteria that you're exposed to, there are good bacteria, as we know, and bad bacteria.
Right.
So how do these bacteria, if you've got a, people say, well, I've cooked the food, so why is there bacteria growing? I thought the cooking of the food got rid of the bacteria.
Well, it's all in how they took care of it after they cooked it. First of all, you got to make sure you've cooked it to the right temperature. And take an example like a beef stew. You know, we all put them in crock pots. They come up to 140 to 160 degrees. We serve it from the crock pot so it's hot. So you're not going to have a problem. Mm-hmm. But then we take it, and what do you do with it? You got the leftovers you want to save. Now, in the case of a beef stew, there's actually written directions on how to cool it before you put it in your fridge. Now, a lot of people just take it and, you know, they say, well, I'm not going to put it right in the refrigerator because, you know, it's going to raise the temperature of the refrigerator because of the heat that's coming from this vessel full of hot stew. And that in itself will cross-contaminate and invite more bacteria to grow in other products in your refrigerator. So you take that, or like what I do with a very touchy stock is seafood stock. Richie and I were talking about seafood. Mm-hmm. You know, when you take all the leftover clam shells, you know, I eat lots of raw clams, raw oysters.
Yeah.
But those shells are filled with bacteria.
Mm-mm.
They're covered in it.
Yeah.
So you make your stock, and then what do? You don't have a walk-in box at home where you can put it in to cool it. It's best to take a stew or any of these stocks that you make and put them in a larger. You take the whole pot and put it in a bigger pot. Put ice all around it, fill it with water, and rapidly cool it. That's the way you're supposed to do it. Then you can put it in the fridge immediately, 2 hours later, once it's really rapidly cooled, and you're safe. It's the leftovers that get you more than what you've made.
Mm-hmm. And the business about mayonnaise and that sort of thing, people say, oh, man, that's not what it is. That's not what makes you sick. It isn't mayonnaise.
The mayonnaise just happens to be a great
conductor.
Right.
Yeah.
But all your proteins, let's imagine you're making sandwiches for a party, or you got a lot of people coming over for a picnic. You're making 20 sandwiches. What we have to keep in mind is, most people say, okay, I lay all my bread out, then I take out my ham. We're making ham and cheese sandwiches, so you put the ham on everything, then you're going to put cheese on everything. And you think you're safe. Well, you got to look at it like we do in the restaurant business. First, I freeze the bread. When I'm making production line sandwiches, I start with frozen bread because now it's cold. And you take the meat out and don't take the cheese out of the refrigerator because those are time-diffused items. Meat will spoil quicker than cheese will. So now you take your meat out and you put all your ham slices out. Put your meat back in the fridge. Now take the cheese out. Put your cheese on all of these. They're all on nice, safe pieces of bread because the bread is ice cold. It's keeping everything fresh, So it's beyond mixing and cross-contaminating. You have time diffusion that you have to worry about and everything else. So you want to keep things at 45 degrees or less, 40 if you can. You don't want to mix cheese and meat out at the table at the same time because one of them is going to spoil quicker than the other. There's so many little things that we have to be just aware of. It's even shopping, Doug.
Yeah.
When you go grocery shopping, the grocery store is set up like a racetrack. So you run up one aisle, the outside wall, and the first thing you get is your dairy, your milk, your yogurts, whatever. Then you're up against the back wall, and that's where all of the meats are. Well, these are the last things you should shop for. Mm-hmm. You want them to stay cold till the very last minute that you put them in your cart.
The thing that we do at my dairy store at the farm, we've set everything at 34 degrees. The cheese, the eggs, the milk, everything, and it served us well because a lot of times people come to the store and they're from quite a ways away. We have some people come from 40, 45 miles away. And so it wants to be as cold and protected as it can be because the bacteria grow quickly, more quickly it seems in that plastic than they would if it were glass.
Oh, yeah.
And so there's that. Plus, you mentioned we were talking about this earlier, safe serve. I had to have my people that work in the store trained, and they had to take a test.
Yep.
And so if the restaurant's supposed to have people that are trained in safe serve, the store is supposed to, that is the supermarket, supposed to, anybody handling meats, right, and produce,
are they
all supposed to go through all of this?
Even people in pharmacy chains, once they put those refrigerated cases in, they're selling milk and ice cream and food, they all have to be certified too, all the managers.
Yeah, when you walk into a grocery store in any other country, the meat is unwrapped,
right,
laying on top of each other.
Yeah, it doesn't look refrigerated.
Barely even cooled.
Yep.
I don't know that the cool.
But the difference there, Richie, here's the difference. Over there, they go to the store every day.
Yes.
They pick up their food
they cook
every
it that night.
Day. They cook it. They have that's the difference between how we do things. We want
to go
to the grocery store.
My mother-in-law cooks. My mother-in-law buys tonight's food that when she cooks, she goes and buys the food that day, cooks it that night.
Yeah. My daughter Megan, who spent 7-8 years of her life in England getting used to that system, to this day doesn't have anything in the refrigerator for food tonight. She goes out and gets
it that way too,
and brings it home and cooks it. That's what she does.
You start losing food in the freezer.
Yeah.
You're like, wait a minute, what do I have in here? When you have a packed freezer.
Yeah, it's there.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
mine is
nice.
Produce, because there's just me. It's hard to use everything,
The advantage of stocking up is you can get things on sale, and you can buy in bulk, and you can say, okay, I've got meats for 2 weeks, and I got it on sale, and hooray.
The problem with that, though, Richie, is a lot of times with coupon, these extreme couponers and looking for the buy one, get ones, you end up buying a lot of stuff that you really don't need.
Right. That's what they want you to do. Right, before we run out of time, Louie, I want to give one particular example, if I may. And that's cooking, because Father's Day, we're in the summertime, outside on the grill. If you put your meat outside on the grill, you're supposed to cook it, if you have a microwave or some way, get the meat started before you put it out there, because it reduces the chemicals, the carcinogens that are in there. You buy that?
From the charcoal, you mean?
Right. No. That's what we all admit. But does cooking it a little bit before it goes out on the grill make it safer?
Absolutely not in my book. As a matter of fact, one of the worst ways to take food is to thaw food, especially if it's a steak in the freezer.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people thaw things out in the microwave and then it sits. Mm-hmm. You know, it's still cooking, and it's cooking from the inside.
Slowly.
Be so careful of that.
Yeah.
The minute it comes out of a microwave, put it on the grill immediately.
Yeah. All right, there's some words, things to help you understand what the problems are around the world and what your problem may be if you continue to buy food the way you are from people you don't know in places that you don't know. And it's just a big warning. It's a big red flag. Chef Louis DeAngelis here. Check out him and his entire review, the contributors box at DougStephan.com. Louis, thanks.
Thank you, Doug.
Fishing Captain Chris Owens will not leave the dock without Bullfrog Mosquito Coast.
Fishing charters here in the low country, you put the mosquito coast on from Bullfrog, and you don't even have to think about the mosquitoes. Not having to worry about the sun, the mosquitoes, or reapplying sunscreen from being wet, three less things I have to think about. It's nice to be able to do it in one shot. We just coat up with Bullfrog and go.
Bullfrog Mosquito Coast. Deep-free 8-hour repellent, SPF 30. No wonder it's the number one burn and bite protection. Use as directed.
Are you trying to decide whether to get Dad a red or blue tie this Father's Day? Or are you ready to think outside the box? I'm Bob Payne. According to a recent survey conducted by Western Union, almost one-third of consumers will be giving a Father's Day gift this spring. That's potentially more than 95 million. The survey also shows that sentiment matters the most, so the main message should be, I love you. J.P. Valdez, Marketing Vice President, Western Union.
Finding a gift that one wants to hide can be difficult, especially since many consumers who plan to buy a Father's Day gift think that what he wants is out of their price range. Consider giving the gift of cash so that can get what he really wants. He can buy some new sporting equipment, get some new tools, or save it for a rainy day. The gift of cash is a perfect solution for celebrating that.
If you want to know what Dad wants this year, don't be afraid to ask him. But if he won't say anything, consider giving something he won't forget, cash. For more information, visit WesternUnion.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Mountaineer Scott Graham tested Bullfrog Sunblock on Mount Everest.
I've never been in a harsher solar environment than the western cone of Everest. It's between 20 and 25,000 feet, and it's just totally white. And if you don't have an effective sunscreen like Bullfrog, you're toast. The sun at those altitudes is not your friend, it's your enemy. Bullfrog is my friend at that altitude. I've tried it in a harsh environment, and it works.
Bullfrog Sunblock, the toughest waterproof protection under the sun, based on testing standards used as directed.
Amdro Antblock presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Antblock around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Antblock creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for AntBlock and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
DougStefan.com, 51 past the hour. Check it out.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare by far and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightSideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightSideBen.com. That's www.BrightSideBen.com.
You've heard a lot lately about zeolite, but what is it and why do you need it? Zeolite is a beautiful, complex, crystalline structure that encapsulates radiation and odors. ZeoKing Zeolite naturally eliminates radiation poisoning your body may pick up from x-rays, security scanners, or nuclear fallout. ZeoKing flushes environmental toxins absorbed from smoke, cell phones, and chemicals, so it detoxifies heavy metals including mercury, lead, and cadmium. ZeoKing Zeolite helps boost your immune system, allowing your body to balance itself and cut off food supply to cancer and parasites. Order your ZeoKing Zeolite now from ZeoKing.com for only $39.99 and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit ZeoKing.com. That's ZeoKing.com for natural elimination of radiation.
An announcement many of his colleagues wanted to hear. In the end, it appears he had no choice. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. We are talking about Congressman Anthony Weiner, the New York City Democrat, making this announcement yesterday, turning himself into a former congressman.
Today, I'm announcing my resignation from Congress.
By now, you know all about the scandal, the lewd photos, the so-called sexting, explicit online exchanges with a number of women. All of this was something Weiner initially denied doing, saying his Twitter account had been hacked. Days later, he admitted to lying that he was, in fact, trying to hang on to his job as he sought treatment. But yesterday, he acknowledged this.
I had hoped to be able to continue the work that the citizens of my district elected me to do. Unfortunately, the distraction that I have created has made that impossible.
And there was yet another apology.
I'm here today to again apologize for the personal mistakes I have made.
The news conference itself became raucous, with a protester in the crowd interrupting along the way. The word pervert was shouted there. As for residents who live in the district Anthony Weiner represented, here's some of what they had to say about him and about his ultimate decision to resign.
I think that that's a good move because he can effectively legislate with all the rumors and everything going on over there, and it's the right thing to do.
Weiner should stay in office and not resign. Well, a lot of people make mistakes.
For a smart person, he did such foolish things. I mean, he did it to himself, as they say.
Noteworthy to mention that Anthony Weiner's wife, Huma Abedin, a top aide to Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, was not at his side for yesterday's announcement. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
David from St. Paul writes, my son's wondering if he'll come to his class so he can get extra credit on his biology test.
Extra credit?
Well, if there are any questions on that test about who can make it easy to save money by combining your RV and car insurance,
which is an unlikely question for a biology test,
then the answer is Geico.
True.
For all other questions about RV insurance, I like to guess answer G, E-I-C-O.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
You wouldn't want anyone to take food from your table, so why let insects take a bite out of your vegetable garden?
7 brand insecticide knocks out over 100 harmful insects, but it won't harm your fruits or veggies. 7 has been trusted for generations and is guaranteed to work for your money back. Hate the bugs, love your garden. Get 7. Available at Walmart and other lawn and garden retailers.
Mixed day on Wall Street yesterday with the Dow up 64 points, closing at 11,962. S&P up 2 points, NASDAQ down 8. Oil prices up 14 cents a barrel, finishing at $94.95. Some good news for the housing sector. Could we get the construction crew out here, please? Privately owned residential construction in the month of May, up 3.5% from the previous month. The numbers mean construction started on about 500,000 homes last month. However, May's numbers are down 3.4% as compared to the same month last year. Some tense moments for visitors to the Gateway Arch in St. Louis yesterday. One of the trams carrying tourists to the top became stuck after an afternoon power outage. About 40 people found themselves stranded during the incident. One person taken to a hospital for evaluation, but no one was injured. Another of golf's major championships began yesterday. Round one of the U.S. Open at Congressional in Maryland. Rory McIlroy with a 6-under par 65. He has the lead going into round two today. Apparently, some golf fans were caught by surprise when they showed up for the first day of the U.S. Open and heard this.
No cell phones, no food, no drink.
Some people apparently very upset they had to leave their cell phones in their cars. Hey, no cell phone? You feel like Tom Hanks in Castaway. Finally, couple of celebration-related notes. First, the Stanley Cup champion Boston Bruins to hold their victory parade in Boston tomorrow morning. And you have the NBA champion Dallas Mavericks, who held their big parade yesterday in Big D. After the parade, there was an invitation-only event inside the American Airlines Center in Dallas, where the Mavericks play. NBA Finals MVP Dirk Nowitzki pumped up the crowd.
I was lucky enough to spend 13 years with the greatest fans in the NBA.
Of course, Mavericks owner Mark Cuban had some things to say about his team's first title.
Well, guess what?
What?
We got one, and we're going to keep on trying to get more.
Picking up on that theme, you had Tyson Chandler of the Mavericks with this.
I hear they do things big in Dallas, so... So if we do it big, it can't just be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah, think about it. 4 or 5 more titles for the Mavs means none during that time for LeBron and company in Miami. You know, taking shots at LeBron and the Heat will get old at some point, but not yet. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Are you suffering from back arthritis or muscle pain? Here's something that can help. Salonpas Pain Relief Patch, a clinically proven pain-fighting patch. Salonpas has 2 powerful medicines that go to work right at the site of your pain for up to 12 hours of relief. As a special offer to Good Day listeners, you can get your free sample of Salonpas by going to drkenshow.com and clicking on the Salonpas button. Or if you're looking for relief right now, stop by your local Walgreens store and pick up a 5-count box. Stop the pain right at the site with Salonpas. Order a free sample today. Go to drkenshow.com. Salonpas. Please use as directed.
Radio has never sounded so red, white, and blue.
At work, I have it on.
You guys are the best.
This is